So the title of the story is Five Disturbingly Common Reasons Women Who Are Great Catches Are Still Single. I don't know. Are you a great catch if you're single? This just sounds like cope to me. Like when women can't find a dude and they say it's because men are intimidated by their positive qualities. Because, you know, they're insecure, and being with somebody who's so wonderful casts a stark contrast on them and makes them more aware of how lacking they are in contrast to this wonderful, awesome woman. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talk about mental gymnastics. Very complicated reason. But that's the reason. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, women are single because they're great. Sure. Yeah, okay. Just like if you have great food on a table and crappy food on a table, people are going to eat the crappy food because they don't like great food. Because it's intimidating to them. Okay, whatever. This is so stupid. Oh, anyway, don't forget to like and subscribe to my channel. Give me a thumbs up at the notification bell, because you know that YouTube is going to shadow ban this content, as it shadow bans any content that is critical of the Womens. All right, let's get into this. So, when it comes to dating, there are a certain number of women. This article is probably also written by a woman who can't find a man, but she's going to give us dating advice. Yeah, dating advice from a person who is, generally speaking, extremely easy for them to get a man as a woman, but even they can't get a man. Okay. So there are a certain number of women who feel that because they are a good catch, their relationship gods are being cruel to them. It doesn't make any sense. They look around at their friends and loved ones who are happily married or in relationships and think that they have been cursed. Are you saying that your family and loved ones are less worthy, less good, of a lesser quality and value than you, and that's why they're married and you're not? Isn't that interesting, by the way? You got the lack of self-awareness and how they just throw their friends and family under the bus. Well, you know, the reason I can't find me some mans is because I'm a great catch, implying that women who have found men are not great catches. And then they throw their friends and family right under the bus. Yeah, I love the ego. So stupid. Because they don't have that special someone to share their life with. I can understand. Yeah, see, I knew it. Yeah, writer of this article is also a single broad. That's like going out and hunting ducks, and you can't kill any ducks, but you're going to tell me how to hunt ducks. Get out of here. If everyone is telling you what a great catch you are, they're just trying to be nice, okay? They're just trying to be nice and make you feel better about being a single loser. But you still haven't found that special someone to share your life with, you might want to look at the following list. Yeah, and I might not. If I want to know the actual reasons, or I could listen to you. I just continue being deluded. Based on my experiences, these are the only reasons a woman who's a good catch will still be single. There are no, okay, look. A woman who is a great catch won't be single. And if you're going to say, well, realist, maybe she is great catch, but she has unrealistic expectations, then she's not a great catch. Because she has an inaccurate estimate of her own value, so she's lacking in self-awareness. She doesn't understand what is the actual currency in a relationship, i.e. virtues and values. And so just by having those standards that are unrealistic, she's not a great catch. Here are five common reasons why women who are great catches are still single. This is just cope. This is just cope on your part, honey. She's not over her past. This is what we're saying, right? This is why we don't want women with high body counts as a man. Because it means that you have had too much trauma in your past. It's that simple. You've squeezed in too many negative experiences into too small a window, which just exacerbates the trauma and makes it that much worse. So you have too much of what we men call baggage. Once we've had our hearts broken, it's very hard to let go of that memory. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be so casual about who you give your heart, i.e. poon, too. because of the fear that it'll happen again. Yeah. Well, you know, with you ladies, it's the same thing. You give your poon away, you're also giving your heart away. And as much as you try to be like men and be less emotional and suffer less attachment and be less in your feels, it's not possible. It's not possible. So don't give it away so easily. Yeah. But that's what they do to try and get a man. Meanwhile, the guys that they're shooting for, the top 10%, are like, well, logging abroad. I'll be successful, earn lots of money. It's a good motivator for me, in addition to improving my own life, and I can hit it and quit it, thanks to these broads giving it away to only the guys in my echelon of men. When we are little, we learn that if we touch the stove, we get burned. Women don't learn that. Apparently. The pain of that one experience lets us know that we touch our things, we feel pain. But you continue to do it. Yeah. Men learn, but women don't. Women tend to think in terms of more solipsistic, idealistic ways, meaning that while a man touches the stove and understands that if he touches that stove again, he's going to get burnt, a woman thinks that she can reconstruct reality so she can touch the stove and she won't get burnt. She can literally change the fabric of reality itself in her mind. It doesn't work that way. As a result, we quickly learn to avoid things which are hot. No, men learn, women don't. When it comes to dating, being burned often causes, this is why women are supposed to have fathers that teach them the practical aspects of life, because they don't tend to learn them themselves because they're terribly solipsistic. But often causes us to avoid situations and relationships where we fear it may happen again. Women never learn this lesson. They get too much out of it. Yeah, they get burned. But along with that burn comes drama, ups, downs, turmoil, excitement, not boredom, drama, and feels, and lots of butterflies. And so they like that. They don't learn. They just get too old for the guys that give them all of those wonderful feelings and drama to be actually interested in them. For anything but a pump and dump, right? And of course, when they're at an age when then those dudes might actually consider getting with them long term, they're too busy having fun. I don't want to get off the ride, it's too much fun, and I have the illusion of unlimited options, excuse me. So yeah, I can always do better. Yeah. By the time you figure out you can't. Well, by the time you reach a point where you have to face the reality that the attention and validation from the guys you want is dried up, then you go for the guys that you don't want, but who will get with you because they're, you know, simps. Blue pill beta males. Number two, she makes bad choices. Seems connected to number one. She's not over her past, which is bad because she makes bad choices. But anyway. Yeah. Well, they're incentivized to do so. One of the things I learned in my journey was that I was responsible for the choices I made. Come on! Women don't... This is BS! Women never take accountability. They always blame men. This is fiction. This one, anyway. I was responsible. The bad choices I made in my relationships. Do you admit that you were responsible for the bad choice you made of choosing that person in the first place? Oh, no. I wasn't responsible for that. That wasn't a bad choice. I just made some bad choices in the relationship. But if I hadn't made those bad choices, then it would have worked to Chad or Tyrone. Yeah, okay, ladies. Okay! Yeah. If I had a bad relationship, it was because I chose to be with someone who didn't make me happy. Why didn't he make you happy? Huh? By the way, maybe he could have if you had, acted in a different way, right? Been wife material, essentially, instead of just looking to have fun and use him for feels and, empty pleasure of the moment, essentially hedonism. The results of our lives are in direct proportion to the quality of our choices and decisions, okay? Yeah, useless empty platitudes, but keep going. If you're currently single and you're frustrated with the men you have been involved with, you might want to see where the choices you made help to contribute to your misery. Research from 2011, ancient history, indicates that accepting how you feel, even if it's negative feelings, will paradoxically increase your well-being. I mean, listening to your gut? Yeah. If you do notice you made some bad choices, don't beat yourself up over them. That's bad advice. Yeah. Why wouldn't you beat yourself up over them? That's the part that actually leads to change. If you don't beat yourself up over your bad choices, why would you change them? Just accept them so you keep making them. But make smarter choices next time around, even though you don't beat yourself up and give yourself a hard time about making those bad choices in the first place, so you don't really have the change in mindset to make better choices. Okay. Whatever. Number three, she's waiting for love to happen to her. That's not how it works. First of all, love doesn't just happen. You have to seek out with purpose and intent. You have to be very intentional in your dating insofar as what you want. If you're just getting into dating, by the way, I don't believe in dating. Dating is not good. Dating is a very recent phenomenon. It's a late 20th, early 21st century creation. I believe in courting. I think that women are far too casual about going out with and considering all sorts of different men just for the purpose of feels and validation and attention, male attention. They're far too casual about who they give their attention to and who they want to get it from, at least in terms of a certain echelon of guys, meanwhile ignoring others. Meanwhile, if they valued the right things, they would approach things from a courting standpoint and not a dating one. Again, they don't take this stuff seriously enough is what I'm saying. The odds that the doorbell is going to ring and the cable guy is going to walk in, they wouldn't date the cable guy. Doesn't make enough money. And be the man of their dreams is very slim. You can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket, and you can't get in shape just by joining a gym. Yeah, you got to put the work in. This is all stating the obvious. Just because you join an online dating site, don't do that. Waste of time. And you filled out the profile doesn't mean it's going to happen for you. Yeah. By the way, just because you put the work in doesn't mean you're going to get what you want if you have the wrong expectations. You've got to get off your butt and take action, but correct action. Consistent action. No. It's got to be consistently correct. Is she telling you what the correct action is here? Not really. Is she telling you what you should look for in a man? Not really. It's all up to your personal taste. It's so interesting how all these women's personal tastes seem to pretty much line up with the same things. 6 feet or taller, six pack, 6 inches, six figures. Yeah. Do they all win all the time? No. They lose most of the time, don't they? In divorce, like super high, they lose most of the time. They get knocked down and lose more times than they win, but they don't give up. Why are you getting knocked down and losing so much? Because you got the wrong strategy when you're playing? So you lose all the time, but... Maybe you're doing something wrong, yo. It takes you this many failures to figure out what you're doing wrong, and they never figure it out, by the way. They just find some pathetic loser simp when they're too old to get with the guy they want to get with, and they're still not wife material, and so they still don't win. They realize the prize is worth the time and effort they put out. I don't know what that means. Dating is simply a numbers game. No, it's not. This is the worst advice. Dating is not a numbers game. It's not, if I go out with enough people, I'll meet the right one. That is the worst advice you could possibly give a woman. Because of how she's been programmed, she's only going to go out with the top 10% of dudes. And those dudes are just going to pump and dump a chick that's got this kind of mindset. That it's a numbers game. The only person that would approach dating in this kind of manner is somebody that doesn't take it seriously, isn't dating with intent, and has the wrong virtues and values, the wife material. And coincidentally, the only guys she's going to get with are ones that want to pump and dump her. Now, these are guys that would wife up a woman who had the right values, but it's not these chicks. Nothing more, nothing less. The clearer you are on what you're looking for, and the more men you meet, the easier it'll be for you to find the guy you're looking for. No, because just even if you find him, he's not going to want to be with you. He's got unlimited options, and a chick that is this unserious in nature, and this lackadaisical and flighty, he's not going to take her seriously. He'll bang her, he'll clang her, and then he'll dump her. Number four, she's afraid of being vulnerable. Yeah, I wonder why. One of the interesting things about finding love is that you can't find it if you don't make yourself vulnerable. Yeah, that's true, I suppose. Being uncomfortable and going into the world of the unknown is something that most... By the way, all these are good things? Where's the five things that make you a great catch? I mean, is it the opposite of what they're saying? I don't understand. Where's the five things that if you are good? Not being vulnerable isn't good. Or are they saying that be... I don't know. This article is... One of the interesting things about finding love is you can't find it if you don't make yourself vulnerable. Being uncomfortable and going into the world of unknown is something that most human beings abhor. Yeah, why do you think that is? Thanks to social media and dating apps. You used to have no choice. So you have nothing to compare it to. So why would you abhor it? Instead of feeling the fear and doing it anyway, most humans retreat and go back into the world of what they know and what they're comfortable with. True. Research from 2022 states how vital being vulnerable is for emotional intimacy. What do you mean emotional intimacy? Well, I guess there is a difference, right? But women can't really be physically intimate without being emotionally intimate. Men can. We're more logical and reason. We can detach from emotion because it doesn't have as much of a hold on us. Studies have proven, in fact, that the part of the man's brain that processes emotions is actually smaller than the part of the woman's brain that processes emotions. So men are actually biologically, by design, less emotional and less able to process emotion. We're less emotional. Women are not. They can't be intimate without an emotional aspect. And if they ever reach a point where they can be intimate with a man and they don't feel any emotion, they can't pair bond at all. They're burnt out. They've been with 300 Chads. And they ain't ever going to be wife material. The irony is, it becomes much more difficult for a person to experience the wonders of finding love if they do not make themselves vulnerable. Well, yeah. Yes, it's a risk, but the reward is so worth it. Just more empty planet douche. Just stating the obvious. Tell me something I don't already know. That is how life works. You can't get the good fruit unless you're willing to go out on a limb. No, I'll just pick it up off the ground after it falls from the tree. But of course, that fruit has been shaken off the branch by Chad hitting and quitting it. number five. It's not the right time yet. Well, when is it going to be the right time? By the way, what does that mean? It's not the right time. I haven't healed from all my trauma. Well, maybe if you hadn't chosen, maybe if you hadn't made such bad decisions that you inflicted the trauma on yourself, it would have been the right time back then. You know why it's not the right time now? Because you have so much baggage, so much trauma, so much suffering from making all these wrong decisions. Yeah, you damaged goods. So when is it going to be the right time? Maybe when I'm 45 and have had 10 years of therapy. Big waste of money, that is, yeah. My wife and I often joke, oh, is this article written by a dude? Oh my God, super simp. Ay, 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 I thought it was a broad. My wife and I, male feminist here. My wife and I often joke about how grateful we are that we didn't get married earlier in life. How long have you been married, pal? Give it a while, okay? As both of us were products of close-knit Italian families, we had both wanted to get married earlier in life. Really? Then why didn't you? Well, the nature of Western chicks, that's impossible. By the time we had met in our mid-30s, both of us had thought we would have been married and had a couple of kids. Well, that's a red flag right there. Broad in her 30s, mid-30s. Yeah. Still single. Run. Your marriage ain't going to last, my friend. Trust me. Upon reflection, we realized that it was so much better that we didn't get married younger. Well, that's certainly true for you, my guy. But you shouldn't have got married at all. We were not ready or prepared for the commitment. Why do you think that is? Yeah, because you didn't take it seriously, and in turn, you didn't prepare. The more accurate descriptor would be you got tired of all the BS and the nonsense and the games. And so, yeah, of spending the rest of our lives with someone. Yeah, the Chads and Tyrones didn't want her anymore. That's all, pal. You were the guy she settled for, okay? We also realized that by getting married, yeah, there's no way this chick got with this guy because he was her first choice or even her second choice. This guy was very far down on the list. This guy was, I've got no more options, so I better get with somebody before my eggs are all dried up and I can have no kids at all. Woo! We also realized that by getting married later in life, and they're trying to encourage other people to do so, even though the vast majority of chicks that wait until their mid-30s to get married are having zero kids. We were able to experience things and go places that would not have been possible, i.e. we were older, more established, and had more money, so we had the ability to experience more of the material aspects of life, which is what you should value, not the non-material things that actually give your life meaning. I see. Okay. More bad advice continued. By the time we did meet, we were ready and better prepared to experience the next chapters of our lives. Female gobbledygook talk, because the previous chapters had been completed, i.e. she banged a lot of dudes and you built up enough resources to look like a good settlement situation for her. I strongly believe that if your true heart desires to find someone special... In this case, somebody who had been ran through and saw you as an adequate stand-in for the guy she actually wants but don't want her to share your life with, and you are ready emotionally for that person, you will find them when the time is right for you. What does that mean? I don't know what that means, the time is right. I thought you said that these things can't just happen. Now these things can happen. You got to be purposeful, and you got to have intention. But, oh, these things will happen when it's right for you. In the big scope of things, what's the difference if you spend 4 to 5 years with someone or 40 with them? The difference is 5 years, you idiot. Can you do math? That's a big difference, moron! What matters most is that you ultimately find that special someone, because when you do, the... past no longer matters. Bullshit, you pussy, you. What are you talking about? The past no longer matters. You never hear men having to say that my past don't matter, because we know it don't matter. Women care about what we have now. That's why they're not willing to invest in a dude anymore, right? They want a guy that's already crossed the finish line. Meanwhile, the things that we want from women, past actually matters. So this guy is just running interference for and making excuses for woman and giving the worst advice humanly possible, just like the good little useful idiot shill he's been programmed to be. Wow, written by a dude. How pathetic. Well, there you go. What's the name of this article again? 5 disturbingly common reasons why women who are great catches remain single. I would have thought from the title that these things were positives about women that made them a catch, and these positives are why they were single. But no, this guy's saying that these women have all these negatives, but they're a catch. Which you aren't giving me the reasons why they're a catch, you're just giving me reasons why they're not a catch, i.e. you're giving me a lot of red flags, but you're trying to present these red flags as positives? Yeah, so there you go. Now red flags make a woman a catch. Having a very, very active past, i.e. body count, making extremely bad choices for all her life, waiting for love to happen because you've seen too many Disney movies and you don't know how the real world works, being afraid to make yourself vulnerable because you've suffered so much damage and accumulated so much psychic trauma, and was number 5. Believing in such a thing is perfect timing, i.e. aligning of the stars, cosmic influences to decide your fate. These are all now things that make a woman a good catch and not the red flags that we who are red-pilled know them to be. Okay, I got you, simpy boy. So there you go. There you go. Red flags now make a woman a catch. Yeah, I'm as befuddled as this chick looks to be. But for different reasons, I think. But let me know what you think in the comment section. Are all these red flags really good things that make a woman a catch? Or is this just the author dishonestly and disingenuously trying to gaslight you into believing that all of these red flags, which, by the way, the majority of modern Western women suffer from, actually make them a good catch, so you should accept them as they are. Let me know what you think in the comments, and please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Give me a thumbs up, leave a comment. It's good for the algorithm, so I've heard. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.